relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
MTG is in the house and she's going to take calls. We're going to keep the call lines closed for the time being so I can talk to her. We're going to open them up. She's going to be here for the whole hour. We are so excited. Who's MTG? Why don't I get to be called by my initials? SLG. Not as catchy, SLG. Dr. G is good, though. She is, of course, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is with us. We are so grateful. It's different, the energy when you're not on a Skype, not on a phone call, but in studio. Welcome back to America First.
Thank you, Sebastian. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so impressed. I just got my team to print off your Wikipedia entry so I could see what the lies are about you. Yours is even longer than mine. It's crazy.
I wouldn't recommend it. Who wrote it?
That's the thing. Who wrote it? You never know. And when you try, I loved it. When I was in the White House and they started doing what they're doing to you, I said, that's a lie. That's wrong. So what did they do? They locked it. So the people who want to correct what's in it aren't allowed to correct it. But it's a good indication, as we said in the White House, you're only taking flak when you're over the target. So you're back in the swamp. Tell us what your plans are. What is the latest? You got everybody's attention when you said it's time to impeach this man. The evidence is clear. The man who bears the title of president, the pretender-in-chief, should be impeached. Is that just a dead letter until we take over the House and the Senate?
I think, unfortunately, probably, because it's... The reality is he should not be our president. This is a man that he can't even keep up with his own sentences. And he admits it. Like, he talks about, you know, oh, they're not going to like it if I say this. Or I'm supposed to call on these people in the press conference. I mean, he admits out loud in public how he is completely controlled. And he embarrasses our country. He makes us look weak. He, on an international stage, President Trump, there was such a stark contrast between President Trump and Joe Biden at the G7 summit.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the last 3 days he's speaking or spoke moments ago at the Brussels headquarters of NATO. Your assessment of the man who bears the title of Commander-in-Chief at both the G7 in the UK and now in Brussels.
Well, he's Grandpa Joe Biden.
Oh, such a sweet old man.
Yeah, absolutely. Just Grandpa Joe Biden, and the press has got to treat him with kid gloves. And the Democrats, he gives them every excuse there is because he's sweet Grandpa Joe Biden.
Perfect segue. We didn't even rehearse any of this. This is how sweet, sleepy, creepy Beijing Biden is. Cut to at the G7 summit. Play cut.
At the same time, you've kept in place some Trump-era steel and aluminum sanctions. And I wanted to ask you, when you're having these conversations with European allies who are very concerned about these sanctions, how do you justify that? And what are your plans?
120 days. Give me a break. Need time.
What? Well, that was just weird. 120 days. Give me a break. I need to. Is that presidential? I bet they'll say that's presidential, right?
No.
Marjorie?
That is exhaustion. He's exhausted. He can barely function. That's someone that's saying, I'm exhausted. It's 120 days. I'm barely making it. I'm picked on. I can't keep up. That's what I hear.
But hang on a second. This is a guy who issued, 100 executive actions in the first month. And he can't give an answer as to whether or not sanctions against Russia should have been dropped. What's that going to do with 120 days?
Did he make those or who made them?
So who's in charge? Is it Cackling Kamala?
I don't know. Is she?
Asking you. You're on Capitol Hill. You're fighting the swamp creatures. What's your sense?
I think the real issue is we don't know who is in charge. You can't tell. Is it? Right. Well, we know it's not Joe Biden. But actually, Kamala Harris doesn't seem like she's got it together enough to be in charge.
And if she's in charge of the border, why hasn't she gone there?
Well, she's not in charge of the border. That's why we're being invaded by thousands of people every single day.
And
no one's in charge of the border. It is absolutely an invasion. You've got the president of Guatemala blaming Joe Biden when she's down there.
On the record.
Yeah, she's down there on the apology tour trying to act like she cares and like she's trying to tell people to stay home. Don't come, as if she's taking care of them. But yet we've got Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's the border czar. Their policies of the open border, which is really just enriching the cartels. So who are they in bed with?
Yeah. Who's profiting?
They're not for America.
No, they are not. They want open borders because they don't have children. They want to buy new voters. That's the reality that I had my eyes open to. She is the fighter from Georgia's 14th congressional district. Follow her, MT Green with two E's on the end on Twitter. MT Green, two E's on the end. Give us an update for our millions of listeners and viewers who are watching right now on Rumble, on Facebook. Are you in the wilderness like Churchill was in the 1920s and 30s because you've been stripped of your committees? What is the life of MTG as a congresswoman if you have been stripped of your committees? What can you do? What is your life like on Capitol Hill?
My life is busy. You want to know why? Because I'm connected with the people. And this is the goal. Congress needs to remember who they work for. They work for the American people. It's the people's house. That's what the House of Representatives is supposed to be. And so my main objective is to return the people's house back to the people. You see, Nancy Pelosi has had us on complete lockdown. No one's allowed to come in. Taxpayers can't visit their representatives. They can't come in and talk to their members of Congress. They can't come in the people's house. They can't come in the Capitol. This is a completely different administration because they're not for the people. They're for themselves.
Are you still forced to go through metal detectors because of Nancy?
Yes, we have to go through metal detectors. That's right.
As the elected representatives of this nation, you can't walk in there without being screened.
We have to be screened. But look at the American people. Look at how they're being treated. You know, it's an issue. It's an insult to me. But I don't raise a big fuss over that one because I think I'm more concerned with the people's rights. You know, Democrats, they want gun control. And so for me, I think it would be petty for me to complain about metal detectors when it's really about these gun control bills, you know, these dying.
But it's all connected, right? I mean, it's your Second Amendment rights as much as anybody else's. You are a citizen politician, which is what America was founded upon.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we shouldn't be treated that way. But where we really have to focus is we need to focus on stopping these radical gun control bills. So am I going to waste my time fighting metal detectors? No, I'm going to stand up against it and stand with my colleagues that are doing that. But I'm more interested in stopping these gun control bills and talking to as many people as I can about it. Because I can tell you something right now. This is the greatest country in the world. And for me as an American woman, to be able to own a firearm to protect myself and my family, that sets me apart from every other woman in the world.
Correct.
And that's something I know.
Well, it makes you a free woman.
Oh, yeah. It makes me a free woman.
You're not a subject. You're a citizen.
Yes. And it levels the playing field. And so that's always important.
This disastrous nominee for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, is he going to make it through?
Wouldn't that be something?
Chapman.
It's more shocking every day. If he makes it through...
The guy who said assault weapons, ban them.
Oh, yeah. He would love to get rid of them.
He can't define them. No. He can't define them, but no. He wants to ban them.
He doesn't know what they are, but right. He wants to...
He knows
to,
they're scary, but he can't tell you what they are.
Oh, ban them. He'd want to buy them back. He'd want to come and confiscate them. And we can't allow that to happen.
You can't buy back something that wasn't yours.
No, that's
number
right.
One.
That's right.
Number one.
You can't, absolutely. But it's just a dangerous time. It's a dangerous time because if you look in all of the bills. And Sebastian, I can't say this enough. Every single person needs to take just a few minutes and read 14 pages, which is AOC's Green New Deal.
Yes.
Read the original. And then you
the
will
one
see,
before they edited it, before they censored it.
Right.
Right.
Right. Read the original, and then you will realize that that original plan is in every single bill the Democrats are bringing out. And you'll see it. It's socialism there in her bill or her resolution, and then it is socialism in all of the Democrat bills. And that's why I'm constantly sounding the alarms and saying, save America and stop socialism.
Now, it's just 5 seats, her majority. How fragile is that? Can you sense that Nancy feels worried that it's so slim? Or is she acting like she's still Marie Antoinette and she controls everything?
Oh, it's thin. Because look at her. What did she say on CNN? She just said that Ilhan Omar is an important member of her
committee.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So you can see she needs every single one she can get and can't afford to lose.
She's worried?
One. Oh, she's got to be worried. She's dancing.
So.
Don't you see her dancing? Ooh, that's a lot of work for Nancy Pelosi. She's got to please everyone.
I think it's time that you... how old is she? She's 80, right? She's got to retire. Come on, Nancy. You've been sucking at the trough of the taxpayer for decades now. Haven't you had enough? Time for some real citizen politicians like Marjorie Taylor. Could you imagine MTG as speaker? Whoa! I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't you dare touch that dial. Relief Factor. If you're in pain and you've tried everything else and it's failed, you've got to try this product that is providing liberation from pain for tens of thousands of Americans every single day, me included. I had a lower back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free more than 2 years later. But it's not just me. It's people like Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Powerful words. Find out for yourself. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose but the pain? 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Sebastian, well, listen to him. He's with us.
Thank you, Mr. President. Welcome back, and welcome to our Ramblers. You and MTG have broken records on our Rumble channel. Who needs YouTube? Not just 3 million listeners, but thousands of viewers as well. It's rumble.com/Seb Gorka. It's free. Subscribe today. You can watch us as well as listen to us and also catch up on any... Because I know all of you, I presume most of you, just listen to the full 3 hours. But there may be a point at which you have to go and eat something or, you know, let the dog out. If you miss something, you can catch up because we post all the segments at rumble.com/Seb Gorka. S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. Do it now. God bless you who are watching us right now. And God bless all of you who've supported our Angel Tree program for the children who've lost a mother or father to the prison system. We're sending thousands of kids to summer camp. It's the last day today, a Christian summer camp. Get them out of those dangerous environments. Will you send a child or multiple children to one of these camps? You could be saving a life. Make a donation for any amount. $200 is one child for a week, but $20 will make a difference. Go to sebgorka.com right now. Donate as much as you can. Make a difference. Remember what our Lord and Savior said to us. Come unto me, the little children. This is how you can help them. 70% of these girls and boys end up in prison themselves. Let's break the cycle. Call them
on 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794. And go to our webpage if you prefer. It's super simple. Take your 3 minutes tops, sebgorka.com, and the Angel Tree banner at the very top. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. We are back with the Congresswoman for Georgia's 14th Congressional District. You can follow her two different places on her official Twitter page, RepMTG, or the one that's just a tad more salty and spicy, MT Green with two E's on the end. But just subscribe, just follow both of them. Marjorie, if I may, we have a problem. It's not just Sleepy Creepy. It's not just Beijing Biden. It's the richest, the best paid federal bureaucrat in the world, in America today, taking home $413,000 from taxpayers every year. Anthony Fauci, who has a rather full opinion of himself. Play cut.
It's very dangerous, Chuck, because a lot of what you're seeing as attacks on me, quite frankly, are attacks on science. Because all of the things that I have spoken about consistently from the very beginning have been fundamentally based on science.
Now, I'm not, my ego isn't small, but I don't think I've ever said, if you attack Dr. G, you're attacking talk radio. I've never said, if you attack Sebastian Gorka, you're attacking counterterrorism and national security analysis. This guy's got quite an opinion of himself, hasn't he?
He does. Well, he wasn't elected, and he's the highest paid employee in the federal government, more than the president of the United States.
Correct.
Let's break that down. So if everything he says is based on science, then why didn't he care about his peers in the medical community when they came forward and said they were having great success treating COVID patients with hydroxychloroquine? Remember these doctors that have been canceled off of social media, like Dr. Emanuel?
It's what I took when I caught COVID. Three days later, I was back and I was fine.
It's amazing. But he doesn't care about science when it doesn't fit his political goals.
Look, he's a busy man. I mean, we've read the emails.
Clearly, yeah.
When his colleagues sent that study about the fact that it could be Wuhan, it could be engineered, and he said, well, that study's a bit long for me to read. I mean, he's busy. What's he doing? Is he counting all the money?
No, he's taking pictures for magazine covers. Lounging by the pool and things like that.
At the ball game with no mask.
Of course. Well, because he said in his emails, masks don't work.
Right.
Masks don't work. But clearly, in order to save everyone, you have to wear a mask, two, three, as many masks as you possibly can. But Dr. Fauci doesn't have to wear a mask.
So what should happen to Dr. Fauci, who, this blew my mind when I heard it last week. He's been the head of infectious diseases at the CDC, at the NIH, for 37 years. What's your plan for him?
I'm planning to fire Dr. Fauci with the Fire Fauci Act, which I'm very excited about. You can see this man has flipped and he's flopped, and now all of his lies are being exposed based on his own emails. It's also being shown that he funded this research in the Wuhan
with our money.
Oh, our tax dollars, absolutely. Gain of function research. It's like, you know, turning the very idea that they're taking a virus and changing it so that it can spread rapidly through the human population and kill people. It's a gain of function, but it's a gain of some sort of Dr. Frankenstein science. Yeah. And so, you know, going back to the point, he wasn't elected. We didn't pick him. We didn't choose him to run our country. We didn't choose him to tell us what we needed to do with our businesses, like he told us to shut them down. We didn't choose him to tell us what we should do with our children's education when their schools got closed and now they're pushed back a year with their education and their lives got completely shut down. I mean, their teenagers' proms, their graduations, and then the increase in suicide that we've seen in young people, even children committing suicide. This has been devastating to people's lives, and this man is responsible. So the Fire Fauci Act takes his salary down to zero, which fires him, and then it requires the Senate to approve someone for his position. They have to vote on it.
But is that enough? We're talking to Marjorie Taylor Greene, Congresswoman for the 14th District of Georgia. Is that enough? Because we've heard the evidence last week from Peter Navarro. We've seen the emails. This is a man who lobbied relentlessly to stop the use of hydroxychloroquine, a proven drug for 60 years, who lobbied relentlessly to stop the use of ivermectin, an incredibly successful drug against COVID. And we have people who couldn't get... I have somebody, a colleague of mine, who had a prescription for hydroxy, had to go to 6 pharmacies before they would fill it because of what people like Fauci were saying, because the president had said this could be a game changer. There are people who are saying there could have been tens of thousands of people who could have been saved by COVID, from COVID, if they had been allowed to take those treatments. Is there not a potential for criminal culpability as well?
Oh, I think so. That's why the bill that I've written calls to find out the information. What did they know and when did they know it? Because the American people deserve answers. They deserve answers. And not only do American people deserve answers, the entire world deserves answers. And you're absolutely right, Sebastian. The very idea that he said that hydroxychloroquine is not effective for COVID-19 is a complete lie. Now there's a study that's come out that hydroxychloroquine, in fact, is 200% more effective at curing people from COVID. And guess what? Here's the interesting thing about that study. Most of the people in that study were obese. And obesity is the number one risk factor for COVID-19, which you never heard Dr. Fauci talk about. No, you didn't hear him say, take care of yourself, eat good, exercise, lose weight. Obesity is a major risk factor for COVID. He doesn't care about people. He cares about politics.
So instead of cheap, generic drugs that work, what did he push? Expensive, expensive drugs that were less effective. Read the studies, educate yourself, listen to this woman. Rep MTG on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We'll be taking your calls here on America First. Whether it's the regular Hellcat or whether it's the compensated RDP with that miniature red dot, I love them all. How did it take so long to invent a factory compensated subcompact 9mm? Well, guess what? Springfield did it, and I'm a huge fan, and I'm Sebastian Gorka.
The Hellcat from Springfield Armory is still the smallest, highest-capacity micro-compact in the world. Available in standard or optics-ready configurations, the class-leading capacity of the Hellcat gives you 11+1 with the standard magazine and 13+1 with the included extended mag. The definitive concealed carry pistol is here. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory gives you the capacity to defend.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Salem Now and The Streets Were My Father.
This sounds like Fauci derangement syndrome. And, they want to blame everybody but Donald Trump. We're about to hit 600,000 Americans dead from the coronavirus. And you and I both know, Brian, from covering this, Donald Trump was there. It was on his watch when most of those deaths occurred. And just about every step of the way, he was downplaying the virus, saying it was going to go away. I mean, to put that record up against Anthony Fauci, there's just no competition there.
Abilio, why don't you use your real name, Jim Acosta? You were born Abilio. Are you afraid? Are you ashamed of your Hispanic heritage? There's no comparison, Marjorie Taylor Greene, between Donald Trump's record and Fauci's. But didn't Fauci tell us that Donald Trump never ignored what he said?
Yeah.
How strange.
It is. It's amazing.
So who's responsible for the deaths, Abilio?
Dr. Fauci.
Dr. Fauci.
Absolutely.
By that logic, we are talking to Marjorie Taylor Greene. Follow her right now. MT Greene with two E's on the end. I'm Sebastian Gorka. If you like this radio show, if you want to support Salem Radio, support our advertisers, because this isn't NPR. We don't get $500 million from your taxpayer funds every year. This is a free market enterprise. Support those who advertise with us, especially Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, sold 51 million of them. They're that good. I use them. My whole team. President Trump loves them. Get up to 66% off if you use my name. Support this man. They're trying to cancel him desperately. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. I said we'd go to your calls. Somebody from New Mexico wants to ask you a very trenchant question as a citizen politician. Adam, line one, you're up.
Hey, MPG, this is Adam from New Mexico. I came out and saw you in Arizona a couple weeks ago. You really brought down the house. My question was about term limits. All these swamp people are in there till their 80s, but a lot of good people who are working for the American people, they believe in term limits, and they duck out early and take some cable news gig. No offense, Sebastian. I like you on cable. But are you going to...
Hey, I was never in Congress, so be careful there, buddy. Carry on.
please hang in there, and will you hang in there until the job is done?
So how long are you going to fight, Marjorie? Thank you, Adam.
I will fight as long as I can be effective. But you know, I think career politicians really are the problem, right? They really are. And people weren't meant to stay here and have a career. But I got to tell you, it's not just the politicians. I think everyone needs to understand how the swamp works. You see, there's the politicians. We're on the front lines. But what's behind us is what people don't realize is really a bigger part of the swamp. You see, the politicians are just the tip of the iceberg, so to speak. But then you've got it as it goes down. You've got political consultants. You've got organizations. You've got powerful
campaign advisors, the funders, the donors.
The attorneys, the donors, the political action committees. Then you've got staff that just, of course, this is their careers, and they just shift around. So you see, it's not just the politicians at the top that are really part of the problem. It's the entire swamp. And that's, to me, that's what I think is the biggest problem, and people don't talk about it enough.
No, they don't. But here's the big question that I ask everyone who's a player in the MAGA world, in the America First world. What's the power balance now between America First, Make America Great Again, and the rhino fake conservative embedded establishment? Who's winning, Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Oh, my goodness. America First, the people are winning. The MAGA patriots are winning. You have no idea. That's why you see everyone groveling and running to President Trump, because he's the leader. He is the de facto. He is in charge. He is the leader of the Republican Party, and everyone knows it. And we'll see coming up this election cycle, those that have just trashed him and threw him under the bus as fast as they possibly could, those that pretended to be for his policies and for his leadership, and they ran away as quick as possible on January 6th, you'll see there'll be a big change for them going in 2022. The people will speak, and they've had enough of it. But I talk to people every day. That's why I'm doing my America First tours. It's so important to be out with the people, and we have to bring hope back. Because a lot of people thinks it's over. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you right now, people, it is not over. Absolutely not. You never, ever, ever give up. Ever. And that's why we have to keep going.
I'll say it again. I've said it before. Despair and resignation is un-American. Don't like it? Tough. Because it's not how this nation was created. We're talking to Marjorie Taylor Greene, Congresswoman for the 14th District in Georgia. Follow her, MT Green, with two E's on the end, MT Green. This is the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from just outside the insalubrious, fetid swamp that is Washington, D.C., from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
Welcome back, dear friends. For many Americans, Father's Day is a day to celebrate, and rightly so. For many others, it's a day just to get through. Why? Because Father's Day hurts. if you don't have a father. The facts are clear. Fatherlessness drives bad outcomes across our nation, from teen pregnancies to incarcerations. An astounding 85% of youths in prison come from fatherless homes. That's 20 times the national average. But there's a path forward out of these grim statistics. That's why I urge you to watch an incredible, powerful new movie called The Streets Were My Father. It's the story, the true story, of three inner-city Chicago men, from fatherlessness to gangs, from life in prison to prison ministry programs that set them on the road to redemption and lives as productive members of society. To see this powerful film, you can stream it or order the DVD at salemnow.com. Buy a copy. Buy copies for anyone you know who doesn't have a father or doesn't have the right relationship with their father, who just doesn't believe the power of God to change their lives. That's the movie, The Streets Were My Father, at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com. We are back with the irrepressible Marjorie Taylor Greene, Georgia's 14th District Congresswoman. Follow her, MT Green EE at the end. We've got a very important call. I want for you to take it. Harry in Atlanta, line two.
Yes. Thank you, Sebastian, for having Marjorie Taylor Greene on. And thank you, Marjorie Taylor Greene, for getting elected and fighting for us.
Well, thank you,
Harry. I wanted to ask you, do you have any insight or any information about what's going to happen with this upcoming, hopefully, legal and good audit in Georgia about the election?
Great question, Harry. Thank you.
That is a great question. I have talked to a lot of people. I've seen a lot of things, and I have huge, huge high hopes for this audit. And this is one that everyone needs to pay attention to. You're from Atlanta, Harry, so you know just like I do how corrupt Fulton County is. And from what I've seen, this is the game they've been playing for elections in Fulton County for a very long time. And you know just as well as I do that doesn't just affect November 2020 election, our president's race in Fulton County, but that can affect a lot of other elections in Fulton County. And you know how corrupt Atlanta is. And so I'm excited. I want you to know I'm very excited. There is a lot to come out here, and I just want to see it go. You know, these Democrats are hiring these criminal defense attorneys because
dozens and dozens of
them. They know they're in trouble. They know they're in trouble, and they are in trouble. So thank you for asking, Harry. This is a big one, and everyone needs to pray about it. And let's pray that the truth is revealed, and the Department of Justice, that all these attorneys, the forces that are in charge right now, don't shut it down, because I really want to see this truth come out.
So you will confirm, or you're hearing the same things I'm hearing, that there's going to be some big stuff coming out of Georgia?
Yeah.
In the audit?
Yes.
Fabulous. All right. She's Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you want to support this program, check out the incredible new gear at sebgorkastore.com. Don't forget to bookmark our webpage, sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. You can get signed copies of all my books and America First gear to show your pride in this nation. It's Flag Day. What a perfect day. Mm-hmm. Do it. sebgorkastore.com. Okay. We said we made a list of things, no rehearsal, but we made a list of things we want to cover. One of them is, of course, critical race theory, mm-hmm. the threat that it poses to America, to the future of our republic. I think that's why we have this unbelievable audio cut from a New Jersey Education Board meeting where they actually took this decision. Cut 10, play cut.
I would like to make a motion to change the calendar to not reflect any name, holiday, or ethnic group.
You know, does Thanksgiving come off the holiday at that point? And I would assume that, yes, it would be listed as a day off, an out-of-session day.
Just referring to the October.
Can we talk?
We got a wife from Allah. What would they do in the UK? School holiday one, school holiday two.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a debate.
Randolph, New Jersey took that decision. The schools will not have Thanksgiving. They will not have Christmas. They will simply have holiday one, holiday two. This is insanity, isn't it?
Absolute insanity. This is erasing our heritage. This is erasing patriotism. They don't want children to have patriotism because then they can be controlled and they can teach them whatever they want. Critical race theory is racism. So here's what I have to say, Sebastian. I am a mom, and I thank God. That's the best part of my life, greatest blessing that God has bestowed on me. So this is a call out to all mothers. You better step up and get in charge. Go in there and you hold your school board accountable to get that critical race theory out of your children's schools, out of your libraries, and out of our lives, because this is where moms need to step in. We have to defend our children. There is no way we can allow our children to be taught that anyone's skin color makes them a racist inherently, as if they're born that way. That is a lie. It's an evil, and it shouldn't exist. And so, you know, there's something that I know that we can really make a difference in our country. We need moms to step up. And I'm seeing so many of them do that. And it's the greatest thing. I mean, I literally cheer for these women when I see these videos. I just think they're amazing. And that's how we're going to save our country and save our kids. Because when parents get involved and we have to care about the traditional family, the father, the mother, and the children, and when we are doing everything we can to protect our culture, our heritage, our traditional families, and our values, then we're going to protect our kids, and we're going to stop horrible, evil things like critical race theory.
Did you just hear that? Did you watch that last 120 seconds? That is why Marjorie Taylor Greene was elected. Now, do you understand that clip? That's going to go viral because it's the truth. If you're a mother, you better stand up and fight right now for your children. God bless you, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Congresswoman Greene, for saying what you just said, because that's what we need across this nation. Fabulous stuff. And I'm dedicating the whole hour of my Newsmax show this weekend to the threat of CRT. She said it. I'm going to get that little 3-second clip. Critical race theory is racism, period. And we're going to break it down for you, the origins, how it's infected our schools, our churches, and everything in this, the greatest nation on God's earth. Sunday, 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern, Newsmax, the Gawker Reality Check. Download the app. If you have one of these lefty cable providers that doesn't have Newsmax, download the free app now. We'll be back with Congresswoman Greene from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that's 100% drug-free, and pain relief that works. Don't listen to me. Listen to Leah from Ohio. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. I'm a believer 100%. That should be you. That could be you. Find out today by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it for those 3 weeks, morning and evening, just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me, Leah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
For those of you not watching on Rumble, she invited us. Mr. G, did you hear that? She invited us to her offices in Congress. Are we going? Is the America First team going?
Should we go now? Should we go today?
I've got another hour of radio to do, dude. But we'll make it happen. You heard her. She said it. But we have to be invited because Americans, they can't go to Congress anymore because of Nancy. Let's talk about the very, very disturbing news with Congresswoman Greene of the consequences of January the 6th. People are still being held in solitary for what? For trespassing?
Misdemeanor charges.
That's in America?
I want you to think about this. And during the past year, during COVID, we saw news report after news report of people being let out of prison. Murderers, rapists, child molesters. being let out of prisons because, dear God, COVID, right? COVID's going to kill them.
Or people not being arrested after the BLM and Antifa attacks.
Oh, yeah. No, there's over 8,500 arrests from this summer, the summer of rage, because they were enraged, right? Or peacefully protesting.
Peaceful protest.
I mean, nothing burned down and got looted and people weren't killed. And
$3 billion wasn't burned to the ground.
Oh, no, 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 no. But, you know, there were 8,500 people arrested and we're not hearing about some Antifa BLM jail where they're being held. We're not hearing about 24-hour a day solitary confinement for those people.
Can we do
those
anything?
Peaceful protesters.
Can we do anything for these people who are literally being politically persecuted? Yes, if you transgressed and if you did a misdemeanor, okay, fine, show up in court and pay your fine. But to be in solitary for months and months and months, what can we do?
That is a violation. It's a human rights violation.
Yes.
And it should be fair treatment across the board. These people have been arrested. They've been charged. They deserve their day in court. And that's where justice happens, right? Through our court system. That's how we're set up. Now, what's happened to them right now, and we call it the deplorable jail, and I'm not sure if everyone even knows about this yet. There's been some great reporting by Julie Kelly.
American Greatness.
Yes, and she's doing a wonderful job, and there's other people trying to report about it. But you see, the media doesn't care about these people because they consider them insurrectionists. They consider them the worst people in America.
Yeah. Not those who killed Captain David Dorn. No, that's not the problem. Somebody who bust a window in Congress, that's the issue. We've got a few seconds left. Follow this lady, MT Green, with two E's at the end. Please support her if you're in the 14th District as well, if you're in Georgia. What is your message in the last 30 seconds to the American people listening across this nation to you?
My message is this. Do not grow weary, because we have to stay on course, and it's not going to be easy. And if you love this country, if you love your freedoms, if you love your great American life, get in this. Don't give up. Don't say I'm tired of politics. Don't back out of the way. We have to put America first always. We have to fight for it. This country is worth saving, and we can do that. We definitely can do it. And so we just all have to stick together and be hopeful.
From the last plane, to the last bullet, to the last minute, to the last man, we fight!
We fight!
We fight!
We fight!
We fight!
We fight! We fight!